It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Today is August 13th, and this is the Dog Days of Podcasting edition. And I guarantee you, I will say that differently every single time I do this. So, today we are going to talk more about thunderstorms. I'm thinking there's probably going to be one more part to this after this. But this is going to be what I call part two. And then part three, we'll dive into more of the different storm types and kind of some of their signatures of what they look like on radar. What kind of makes up a thunderstorm? Well, first of all, every thunderstorm needs moisture. I mean, that's kind of obvious. You don't have a thunderstorm without moisture. You need the unstable air. That's kind of defined as warm air that can rise rapidly. So that allows your moisture to shoot up and then, you know, build the system. As warm air goes up, it rapidly cools and then creates the clouds. And then eventually the rain will fall back down. The other thing you need is lift. That is usually caused by cold or warm fronts. It can also be sea breezes, mountains, and even sometimes just the sun's heat. You know, that's typically, you know, when you get the hot, sticky days, you're like, okay, it feels like maybe a thunderstorm today. So that is some of your main ingredients in creating a thunderstorm. So a thunderstorm has a certain life cycle. And kind of that first stage is that developing stage. In this stage, you'll get towering cumulus clouds indicating that the air is rising. In this stage, there usually isn't any rain, but occasionally you can get some. Clouds are, at this point, rising up to around 20,000 feet. And this stage usually lasts around 10 minutes, and you may see some lightning. All this stuff, again, I am getting from the Weather Spotters Field Guide. So if you question anything, I mean, that's basically what I'm using for source material at this particular time. And this is what I received at my storm spotter training. And as with anything in nature, nothing is typical. Things can be, happen differently. So then the second stage is that mature stage. That is when clouds can shoot up to 40,000 feet in the air. This is when you'll have your rain, your hail, frequent lightning, your strong winds or tornadoes. I mean, this is your mature storm. This is your, this is the meat and potatoes of your storm. The storm typically, on the ground level, it'll be either really dark or you'll have that dark green sometimes. I can talk more about that at a later time, the dark green, if I remember. But there are certain reasons why you'll get dark green sometimes. On average, these storms will last 10 to 20 minutes, but some will last much longer. I mean, yeah, I obviously have some of those storms that kind of rock through entire state in a couple hours. And, you know, that's obviously one of those more typical. But a lot of these, you know, they won't last very long. And then the final stage is a dissipating stage. The downdraft, at this point, there isn't much updraft left. It's mostly downdrafts remaining the storm. Your rainfall will start to slow down. You could get some strong winds and lightning out of this stage, but in general, it's starting to lose its muster. And in the end, you know, it's starting to die. So one of the other things I want to talk about is the notable cloud formations. I know the previous one I talked about some of the indicators of a thunderstorm. Actually, in the book, they kind of grouped this all together. But I want to break these out separately because there are certain things I want to talk a little more about beyond just, you know, here's some cloud formations. kind of that big one is the wall cloud. Some people confuse the wall cloud and the shelf cloud, and I'll talk about the shelf cloud in a minute, but The wall cloud is an isolated lower cloud that's attached to the rain-free base of on the trailing side of a storm. So if your storm is going from east to west, that is usually, or from west to east, I should say. on the west side of the storm is typically where you will potentially find this wall cloud. These can last up for more 10 or more minutes. That is the part that will rotate and create a funnel, but it doesn't always rotate. Sometimes it's just a cloud that's sitting there. If you want to understand a little more about what makes a wall cloud, think of it as, that is where your updraft is. So all the humidity, the stuff that makes your storm, all the warm air, the humidity, and so on, that's where you can see it starting to bunch up together. You could almost call it compress, probably. And that's what's, if you kind of watch it, you'll probably see it slowly rise up into the clouds or the main system. So that is just air, warm, moist air heading up into the storm, feeding the storm. And then occasionally, that is where your rotation will start to happen. So just the rising clouds, just seeing a wall cloud does not indicate anything the National Weather Service necessarily wants to hear about. When you start seeing rotation in there, that is when they are going to want to know. And isn't a horizontal rotation, it's a vertical rotation. So more of a spinning motion rather than just kind of twisting, I guess. Not sure of a better way to put that without, pictures and everything. And obviously when it starts to rotate, that's your funnel cloud. And when it and then I will dive more to tornadoes in another episode that will talk more about what makes a tornado and, the recipe to make your tornado. So I mentioned shelf cloud is usually what people think of a wall cloud. A shelf cloud looks like a wall. And a shelf cloud is really a low horizontal band of clouds attached to the base of clouds. It's usually in the beginning of the storm, in the front of the storm, and that is what can make things look nasty. And for a good reason, because a lot of times that is potentially the edge of some stronger winds, and so you probably want to take caution when you see like a shelf cloud, because you just never know exactly what you're going to get out of that. And then the shelf cloud is kind of formed because of the turbulent winds within the storm. And then it just kind of smooths out that front edge because of all the winds that are out there or up in that atmosphere. One of the neater cloud formations is a roll cloud. It's similar to the shelf cloud that's kind of long and follows the storm. But it's tube shaped and it's not attached. And I didn't really do too much more research on that, but it's a pretty rare thing to see to begin with. But again, it is associated with storms. So, still take caution, probably take a couple pictures along the way. And then one other formation I wanted to bring up, I wasn't quite sure where to put it, but I want to make sure to get it in here. This is, and it's not even really a formation per se, but it's, the gust front or the outflow boundary of a storm. I will put a picture within the show notes on this so you can kind of see what it looks like on radar. This is usually associated with your stronger, storms. In fact, the outflow boundary itself could develop new storms to begin with. I have seen radar images where you see two outflow boundaries bang into each other, and then boom, there's thunderstorms right there within minutes. And it's really cool to see in radar, you know, on radar. It's probably very terrifying when being under the ground at that particular point. I did a little more lookup, just kind of get a little better understanding what exactly what it is. Wikipedia describes this as a storm scale, mesoscale boundary separating thunderstorm cooled air, the outflow, from the surrounding air. Similar in effect to a cold front with the passage marked by a wind shaft and usually a drop in temperature and related pressure jump. So it's really just kind of that leading edge of a storm. Usually when I see it on radar, it's moving faster than the storm is. So it's kind of pushing out further and faster. And if you look at it on radar, it's usually a really thin line of clouds, kind of circular, that's kind of following the kind of the shape of the thunderstorm behind it. Again, like I said, I'll probably share at least one or two pictures of that, or GIFs or videos or whatever I can get, just so you can kind of see what those look like, because there's some really cool ones out there that I've seen that probably show a little better, you know, at least kind of visually show you what it looks like. That one day I did try to take pictures of one in my area, and I couldn't quite place the clouds versus that and the behavior. And maybe I just had a really weak one, and that's probably part of it. So, holy cow, we're at over 12 minutes already. I had this feeling. So, I'm not sure when the next I'll finish up this topic on thunderstorms, but hopefully tomorrow. This week has been absolutely crazy for me. So, or will be absolutely crazy. I shouldn't say has been. It's only Monday. So, well, I guess we'll see kind of where things go this week. I got a big project that every year happens at the same time. And it is the number one thing I have to do. And it's critical timelines and everything. So, and maybe if I don't have time, I will talk more about that. So I think that's good for tonight. So as always, remember to be weather aware and keep an eye on the clouds. Bye. The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.